coming from a tent at the Edinburgh Festival, Dead Ringers. From the people who brought you Buckaroo comes the brand new game. Have hours of fun piling insults on a stubborn old mule. Who can fling the most muck at Jeremy Corbyn? It's time to play Muckaroo. Can you be the one to rile him?
You're a dictator-loving lunatic.
Ooh, not quite, Tony. Try a bit harder.
You're a secret member of Hamas.
Harder.
Come on, Cherie, you have a go. Try some nasty personal insults.
You look like an alcoholic geography teacher.
See if the muck will make him buck. It's so much fun that it'll bring all your friends out of the woodwork, like resentful Welshman Neil here.
You cold bean-eating, sweaty, anti-Semitic, two-faced lefty pleb.
No, he's still not reacting. It's harder than it looks. From the people who brought you Pin the Blame on Ed Miliband, and guess who the other three candidates are? Muckaroo, now free with the Daily Mail.
Hello, Alex Salmond here. I've just popped back from the hated Westminster. Oh, God, it's terrible down there. The cheap bars, the 24-hour licences, not to mention those lavish subsidised restaurants. But I'm willing to endure that hell for the next few years in the name of Scotland. Now, I'm very sad to hear about all this fuss and bother being made about one of our MPs' email addresses being found on that nasty Ashley Madison adultery website. Of course, it turns out she was totally innocent. And I wouldn't even care if she wasn't. So what if she was carrying on behind her spouse's back? That's what the SNP's all about. Wanting some independence. That's natural, right? Besides, you can't expect SNP members to keep their vows. No. I vowed not to hold a second referendum. And that's us all over. Every SNP MP's marriage vows include the phrase, I promise to love, honour and obey, as long as you both shall live, unless circumstances change over the lifetime of the Parliament. No, you'll never find me skulking around on Ashley Madison. I do the more professional sites. This is mine. Scottish man, late 50s, film star looks. See the movies of Shrek, such like. Seeks secret assignation with dodgy owner of bus company or ex-Australian media tycoon for good times. Must provide own money.
Hello and welcome to Top Gear's very first show for Amazon. Yes, after I was arrogant, overbearing and abusive towards staff, the Amazon executives said I fit right in with their ethos. And they gave me 150 million quid. There'll still be the same clunkily scripted banter between me, James May, and Richard Hammond.
Yes, I'll still be here, little Richard Hammond, describing everything that's happening as if it's incredibly wacky, like I'm in a panto for blind children.
And I'll be James May.
Instead of the BBC hangar, we're hosting the show from this Amazon warehouse, where we can occasionally jeer at zero-hours workers in between brown-nosing someone like Jensen Button. Blah, stupid immigrant. If you're a regular Top Gear fan, there's a chance to sign up to Top Gear Prime. Then realise you don't want it after all, but can't get out of the contracts.
Plus, there'll be all new Amazon-style car reviews.
People who bought this Vauxhall Corsa also purchased fluffy dice, air freshener, and an unauthorised biography of Roy Keane.
So, if you feel bad about buying books from Amazon,
watch Top Gear on Amazon, and you'll never speak to yourself again.
BBC Radio 4. Well, it's time now for Saturday Live, so... While our entire listenership scurries to switch over to Danny Baker on Radio 5, here's Asma Mir and Reverend Richard Coles. tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak brie.
It always starts with these middle-class voices.
We named our second daughter Hummus.
Saying a load of smug non sequiturs.
And this microwave was originally a bomb.
And then they repeat bits.
Hummus.
Microwave.
And there are random noises.
Hummus.
Microwave.
Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
Hummus.
Microwave.
It's awful.
Macaroni.
Yes, a very good morning and welcome to Saturday Live. Colossally pleased with itself since 2006. As always, I'll be trying to work in the fact that I'm a vicar, but also gay, and used to be in the communards into every single item.
Coming up later, Inheritance Tracks, a regular feature in which a celebrity chooses some of their favourite pieces of music and talks about how they relate to their life. This week's guests, Roy Plumley's lawyers.
But first, our studio guest today is the lovely Penelope Wilton.
How absolutely lovely to be here.
Now, you're known for having the nicest sounding voice in Britain.
That's right, it's very lovely.
So why do you think that it...
Oh, Roger McGough, what are you...
Sorry to interrupt. It's just everybody knows that I have the most comforting voice in the country.
Hello, Roger. How absolutely smashing to see you.
Oh, leave it out, Wilton.
Oh, fine, you little scouse bitch. Everyone knows it's me who has the loveliest sounding voice.
Then you won't mind me challenging you to a nice-off.
A nice-off?
Both competitors stand back-to-back and say the nastiest things in the nicest possible way. Ready, Wilton?
Bring it.
Cow.
Scrotum. Your last volume of poetry was utter shit.
You're just a budget Judi Dench.
Your mum does it for 50 pence round the back of Asda.
And your husband pays to watch.
Poo head.
Titty milk.
I know you are, you said you are, but what am I? I was browsing my dictionary the other day, and under the word bellend, there was a photographic montage of you.
By Jove, the lady takes it.
Let that be a lesson to you all. Don't make Penelope be nice to you. You won't like me when I'm nice.
Hello, I'm Carol Smiley, and welcome to another of my brilliant chat shows. This week, my special guest is Keith Stevens.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Keith. You have a great passion in life. Tell us about it.
It's for dishwasher tablets, Carol.
Are you by any chance a dishwasher engineer?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can we just hold it there? Cut!
Is everything all right, Carol?
No, it's not all right. I've noticed that my last 23 guests all seem to be dishwasher engineers.
It will.
Talking about how dishwasher tablets get their glasses clean, how they can leave their dishwashers bright and shiny. I mean, if we're not careful, we'll start to look like some glorified ad for dishwasher products disguised as a chat show.
Well, that's because...
What?
Nothing.
Find me some proper guests, people who can talk articulately about art, philosophy, politics, something deep and profound.
Well, we've got Sidney Jones.
Is he a dishwashing engineer?
No.
Is he a retired dishwashing engineer?
Yes.
Jeremy.
Look, Carol, I'll do my very best to get a real intellectual on the show.
Welcome back to another show. I'm here with Stephen. Stephen, what's your passion?
I have a passion for physics. Yes, particularly with the advent of the new Higher Energy Hadron Collider, delivering particle collisions that create 63% more energy than previously achieved. That's the kind of power only matched by Finnish dishwasher tablets. That can get your wine glasses sparkling clean.
Join me again next week when I'll be chatting to President Assad of Syria about how he manages to keep his plate smelling lemon fresh.
Coming up later on BBC One, a new series of Sherlock set in the Victorian era. My word, what will they think of next? But first, it's The One Show.
Welcome to The One Show.
Terminal Plater Giles Brandreth asks, are elephants endangered? And if not, why not?
Right, but first we're joined by Labour leadership hopeful Liz Kendall.
It's the taking part that counts. OK, let's do what we always do. Start with a really serious, heavy question and then jump inexplicably to an inane one about your favourite jam.
All right, so, Liz, you've controversially spoken out in favour of the assisted dying bill. You'd care to expand on this announcement?
Look, guys, this is an issue really close to my heart. Let me tell you a little anecdote. I know a white-haired old man in the later stages of life. His grip on reality is waning. He doesn't make any sense when he talks, and he can hardly dress himself. He's also got a big grey beard, and his name's Jeremy.
Right, so you think it's important that we sort of give a way out to Jeremy and others like him?
Oh, no, not others like him. You've got me totally wrong. I'm supporting the policy just for Jeremy. Sling him in a skip, lob him off a bridge, chuck him off a cliff. I really don't care. Just get rid of him.
Liz, that sounds more like murder.
Oh, well, I suppose it is. Maybe it's the murder bill that I support, then.
Wow, well, a lot to take in there, really bringing up a lot of questions.
Absolutely, Matt. Questions like, Liz, what's your favourite jam?
Mount Rushmore?
Hi. My name's Simon Cowell. Are you the organisation that looks after Mount Rushmore?
This is actually Mount Rushmore National Memorial, yeah.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I was just wondering, in the sort of granite where the statues of the presidents are, is there any room either side of them?
Any room?
Yeah. I was just thinking, I just thought it might be nice. We've got another series of The X Factor coming up. And I just wondered, it might be something if my image could be sculpted next to one of the presidents.
Well, unfortunately, The Rock would not be stable enough, I don't think, to carve your face in the mountain.
It wouldn't?
No.
My features are quite angular and chiseled. You know,
They're quite sharp.
I'm just thinking out the box here. What if you were to say, you know, take one of the other presidents down and I could go in place of one?
Ooh, but which president will we take down?
Oh, yeah. It's like asking, you know, who do we replace Harry Styles with?
I'm sure my teenage daughter would agree with that statement.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you know, just think about it. You know, if there's a way of bringing some extra concrete in so that my image could be added to it, I'll provide the Tippex to make my teeth as white as they ought to be. I just think this would be something great to celebrate Series 67 of The X Factor in the UK.
I think it would be absolutely wonderful if we could get enough concrete to put your face up there.
Yeah.
Although we might run out of concrete. You know, big head.
That's just rude. But I respect that. And you're through to the next round.
This is Talk Sport, the station that's 1% sport, 99% DIY adverts. Today I'm joined in the studio by Andy Gray and Stan Collymore, where we're discussing corruption within FIFA. Andy, awful, isn't it?
Oh, aye, dreadful.
It's ruining the game we love, isn't it?
It is, Colin. Frankly, it's disgusting how it's come to the point where the sport itself doesn't matter anymore and the people involved only care about money.
Agreed, Andy. It's sickening. Thank God it would never happen here on the Colin Murray Breakfast Show in association with Wix, where it's 2-for-1 on all paintbrushes when you use the code BLATTEROUT. Emulsion in. What do you have to say about the issue, Stan Collymore?
Well, actually, Colin, to celebrate the launch of new extra large on sale, I've got a new name.
Which is?
Stan Collymore decking Stein for your dollar.
Hello, everyone in the UK. Just sending you a postcard from somewhere sunny. And to my cleaning staff at number 10, I say, don't forget, you touch my sherry, you go straight back to Calais. Now, all saw me roughing it with the great unwashed on EasyJet, eating Pringles. That wasn't some crass publicity stunt. For me, it's exactly the same with Pringles as Krug champagne. When I pop, I just can't stop. Having flown with EasyJet, I now finally understand what those immigrants clinging to lorries in the Channel Tunnel go through. You should have seen the swarm of us trying to collect our luggage. I will come back sometime this year, and I'll give 3 rusty euros to anyone who noticed the difference. Glad you're all not here. Dave.
You're listening to Newsbeat. Coming up, does a third Greek bailout mean the price of kebabs is set to rise? And we ask, how clean is your VJ on VJ Day? But first, we spoke to Sir Tom Jones about his shock departure from The Voice.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. 1 minute I'm casually ogling Rita Ora's bottom and regaling Will I Am with fascinating stories about Paul Dupreen. Next minute, I'm out on my arsehole.
Your critics say you are axed because you're not relevant.
Well, I don't know what they're talking about. I know all of today's big names, I do. With Elvis Presley and his lady wife, Priscilla. Bob Dylan. I had a brief flirtation with Shirley Bassey. Not to mention her makeup artist. I think she was called Gwyneth.
Okay, sure.
And then there's Tina Turner and Iggy Pop. He's a nice chap. And I remember, I remember I shared a lovely Sunday roast once with Boney M. Beef. Lovely beef. Lovely, fabulous. Mwah. Hang on, I got the vocals on.
All right, Tom. Listen.
I'll tell you who I like. Wait to hear this. Dusty Springfield. Cracking girl. Lovely little figure. Similar to Gloria Gaynor in many, many ways. Crikey, she could rattle a headboard.
I literally have no idea who you're talking about.
Arthur Askey and Dorothy Parker. Yeah. Charlie Parker, Louis Armstrong,
Tom,
I tell you what, that man, what he could do with a trumpet words
and
words.
Thank you, Tom. Good job, Tom's replacement on The Voice is way more up to date.
Hello, darlings, it's your favourite karma chameleon here. Yes, darlings, I'm crimping my hair. I'm cutting the fingers off my gloves as we speak.
You're listening to Today.
So, with the time coming up to 7 o'clock, as the BBC is too skint to use the pips anymore, here is the moment where the pips should be represented by this morning Ian Hislop.
Bah, 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 Geoffrey Archer.
The headlines again, and there have been rumours that finally there's been a scandal big enough to hurt Donald Trump. The New York Times has actual footage of Donald Trump using illegal immigrants to mow his wig. Here is that sensational clip.
Okay, I've bussed you coloured people over the border because I heard you're the best at maintaining hairpieces. Is that true?
Si, senor.
We come recommended by Andrew Neil.
Donald Trump joins me now.
Hi, and a big hello to all English losers out there. And I include in that greeting all Welsh schmucks, Scottish deadbeats, Irish a-holes and Cornish morons.
Mr. Trump, do you deny that these innocent Mexicans were employed to tend your hair and to ensure that it looks like it's been dipped in nicotine-stained candy floss?
I don't deny anything. They did a great job. Mexican immigrants are great people. Hard workers, honest, cheerful. I love them.
But you want to deport them all.
That's because they're scum. They're the lowest of the low, even worse than women.
One of those two statements can't be true.
But I think you'll find I made just one statement, John, and it was filled with no-nonsense, unvarnished, homespun truth.
You're just a full-time hypocrite, aren't you?
Hypocrite? I don't know the meaning of the word, and luckily neither do my supporters. So long, loser. I've just heard I'm 10 points up in the polls because I just farted at the end of the clip, which showed I'm a real person.
Like, Scoop, what is this horrible place?
A long hole!
It's scarier than the abandoned funfair, the haunted house, and the disused slaughterhouse put together. Like, oh my god, what is that terrible creature over there with a totally expressionless face?
Relax, guys, that's Amanda Holden.
This is the Britain's Got Talent studio.
So, like, why are we here?
Because someone here has been getting away with murder. Usually at this stage of our adventure, we'd meet a kindly old janitor.
Okay, can I help you?
Is it true Britain was cruelly tricked into voting Matisse the Border Collie as winner when the best tricks were done by a stunt double?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. If you're sat at home on a Saturday night voting for a dog dancing around on its hind legs around some sausages as the most talented performer in Britain, being deceived is the least of your problems.
So, like, you're the evil genius behind this show?
That's right. And I would have got away with it too if it wasn't for you pesky kids and Ofcom. But Matisse isn't the only TV dog I've been deceiving the public with. Isn't that right, Scooby?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Haven't you ever thought the fact that Scooby can talk is slightly odd?
Not when you're as stoned as me.
You're watching Sky News, presumably by accident. Today, I'm joined by Labour leadership candidate Andy Burnham.
Thank you for your kind words.
Now, Andy, my first question for you is... These aren't the right questions. These are the ones for the female politicians. Can someone get...
No, I'm sure it's fine. I assume that the questions for the men and women are pretty much the same thing.
Yes. Question one. How do you balance your political career with motherhood?
Sorry, but your first question last time was how do you balance a need for austerity with maintaining public services?
Yes, well, it's basically the same thing. I'll just move on to question two. Who are you wearing?
Well, Armani, but I don't see how that is relevant.
Question three, are you a night in or a night out kind of gal?
Well, probably night in, but I would say...
Healthy diet or cheeky takeaway?
Well, takeaway, but I don't see...
Kisses or cuddles?
Well, I mean, kisses, obviously, but let's not get bogged down...
What's better, ironing your husband's shirts or making his dinner?
This is absurd. Surely something on there has to be about politics.
Yes, of course. This one's about politics. Question 92, ooh, isn't Cameron dishy?
Well, of course he's dishy, but that's beside the point. I have never been so patronised in all of my life. This interview is over.
Ooh, must be his time of the month.
Dear my darling wife, Kirsten Nigel here. No, let me speak. I'm so sorry to have rushed off on holiday. I just couldn't cope with all the stresses of England. It had all got too much for me. So I stormed into the UKIP offices and said, I quit. And they said, no, you don't. And I said, fair enough. But then I said, how about a holiday? And they said, no. And I said, please. And they said, no. So I did the dignified thing and snuck out the back door. Anyway, having a lovely time here in the most foreign place I could think of, Wales. Although, I'm worried this might make me an immigrant, and I'm not sure whether to marry myself and employ myself as a secretary. Thinking of you always, apart from when I'm having these long, grotesque day terrors about homosexuals kissing. Yours, Big Nige.
It's the Desmond Carrington Show on BBC Radio 2.
Well, good evening again, dear listener. Or as the kids on the street say these days,
Gee, what a swell do. You know, I do despair of the youth of today, with all their fizzy pop and their yo-yos, hanging around outside Rumbelows and stopping me from picking up my Green Shield stamps. Well, time now for some music. And here's the latest disc from that swinging young ne'er-do-well, Paul McCartney.
When I was young and my hair had a chestnut look, they used to say I knew how to live. But now these ever-graying roots are really showing. I send my wife off to Boots and say, love, please go and get dyed. Go and get dyed. Gorio, Garnier, just for men. Perfect 10, something by Pantene. Cooler Silk, Herbershine, not on mine. Hydriance, Excellence, that's fine. Here's a bit of whimsical reggae, randomly plunked in the middle. Why I put it in the song is a bit of a riddle. Hey! Color Bomb, HD5, why I Frost and Glow, Wash and Go, no, no. Boots' own, Color Tone, not so soon. Cackabroon, get me down so soon, cause I'm worth it. Ooh.
Dead Ringers was performed by John Colshaw, Jan Ravens, Lewis McLeod, Deborah Stevenson and Duncan Wisby. It was written by Tom Jameson and Neff Fountain, Lawrence Howarth, Ed Amsden and Tom Coles, Duncan Wisby, James Bugg, Sarah Campbell and Laura Major. The producer was Bill Dare. It was a BBC Radio comedy production.